Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. If the bright, shiny future that you expected as a kid hasn't quite materialized, then you might be able to empathize with this Scottish band. They're called We Were Promised Jetpacks. And this song, called I Keep It Composed, is typical of their brand of indie rock, laced with disappointment and darkness. But it's also buoyed by huge guitar hooks and driving rhythms. Their latest album is called Unraveling, and the band is here in our New York studio to play some of it for us now. This first song is called Peaks and Troughs. Here is We Were Promised Jetpacks, live on Soundcheck.
I've been sleeping round your house all week. Stone cold, sober, and I still don't want to leave. And try as I might to burn slow, not too bright, but it swarms up above like a bee with a buzz.
We grew arms, we grew legs.
The song is called Peaks and Troughs, and you'll find it on the latest album from the Scottish band We Were Promised Jetpacks. The album's called Unraveling. It is out now. But that wasn't from the record. That's a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. We Were Promised Jetpacks consists of Adam Thompson on guitar and vocals, Sean Smith on bass, Darren Lackey behind our drum kit and backing vocals, Stuart McGockin on guitar, keyboards, and backing vocals, and Michael Palmer playing guitar. Adam, to you and the rest of the band, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
So, between the last album and this album, a little bit of a change with Stuart joining the band. You go from a quartet to a quintet. How big a change was that, like, in the songwriting process?
It was a big change. It's been the four of us for a long time, since 2004, I think. I think we felt we were ready for a change, and it would be easier if we got someone else to help us make those changes. And it just opened up a whole new sort of side of it that we could use, like keys, and you know, it freed me and Mike up to do slightly different things because we'd been doing the same sort of guitar work, and it just kind of changed the environment. It's another voice to talk about songs and have their opinion, and it was really good. I think it was very healthy for our band.
And there are some striking moments on the record that are sort of keyboard-based, you know, where a piano or a kind of, you know, floating organ sound will form a bed.
Yeah, we just hadn't done that in the first two albums. It was, you know, two guitars, drums and bass for the most part. And we just didn't want to repeat ourselves again. Pretty much after the second album was done, we kind of knew this was the path we were going to go down. It's been a gradual process for us.
Well, you know, the opening seconds of the record have this really kind of unusual sound that looks back to the Kosmische, you know, Tangerine Dream, the so-called krautrock music the 70s and stuff. Was that intentional, or am I just, like, hearing things
We don't listen to any of that music, so, I mean, I've no doubt we're probably kind of repeating what's been happening, but we're completely oblivious to it. So that was all us, but I'm sure it sounds exactly like something from the 70s.
There was a time I wasn't evenly spread. There was a shadow of death. I crossed all my fingers, my arms and my legs, and I'm hiding behind, and I'm wandering past the wanderer's path. There was a time when I wasn't right. Something about those planets just didn't align. And I was a number, I wasn't even a rod. And I fell somewhere in between.
Well, that opening track is Safety in Numbers. And the song that we began with a little bit of at the top of the segment is called I Keep It Composed. And there's a video for that.
Yeah.
Which is very dark and kind of goes to... I mean, there is this dark streak to We Were Promised Jetpacks. Yeah. Where does that come from?
I don't think it's very cool to be happy. So,
is it a Scottish thing?
I think so.
Is it from all the rain?
I think so. The rain and everything. It's not a very happy place.
Oh, come on.
No, it's great. But I don't know. It just, that's the kind of music that we're drawn to, and that's what kind of happens when we all play music together. There's really not much more thought in it than that.
Well, now, you know, you guys are originally from Edinburgh, right?
Yeah.
But the big scene is in Glasgow, which is
I think probably is a little more, yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of where the band has been based.
Now we're mostly back in Edinburgh, but we started when we were 15 in Edinburgh. And then when we went to university at 18, the majority of us moved to Glasgow. And that's kind of where we started to get good gigs and support good bands, and then we kind of jumped on the coattails of Frightened Rabbit and Twilight Sad, and then that's kind of that's been it for us since then. I'd say we're very much an Edinburgh band, but Glasgow's helped us a lot.
Yeah, and you're actually touring around the States with the Twilight Sad.
Yes,
another great Glasgow band. We recently on Soundcheck were kind of marking the 30th anniversary of Psycho Candy, the record by the Jesus and Mary Chain, you know, great Glasgow band of the 80s and 90s. I mean, do you still hear echoes of that music, the kind of ominous, looming electric guitars and stuff? Do you feel the lineage of that sound?
I'm not sure. Probably, yeah. But
a little before your time.
Yeah,
huh?
I think so. We're not as a band. It's quite curious. We've not really looked back into music. We're always kind of what's out now and stuff like that. So we kind of missed all that.
I would have thought that the Jesus and Mary Chain would have been a hard thing to miss.
We missed it.
You missed it. You managed. Okay. The band is We Were Promised Jetpacks. You want to play Moral Compass for us next?
Sure.
All right. This is another song from the latest album called Unraveling from We Were Promised Jetpacks, and another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio.
Condolences to meet you, I know right from wrong. My moral compass says stand up and shake it off. That's all I've got. Surprise yourself, jack in the box. Spring coil, I'm shaking head to toe.
Again, shaking heads and toes.
Another live performance on Soundcheck from the Scottish band We Were Promised Jetpacks. This is from their latest album, Unraveling, a song called Moral Compass. And from that same record, we'll hear another song called A Part of It. Once again, We Were Promised Jetpacks playing for us on Soundcheck today. Here's another live performance. Promised Jetpacks, live on Soundcheck, and their song called A Part of It. You'll find the studio version of that on their current record called Unraveling, which is out now. Great set, guys. Thank you so much. So, Adam, you know, all joking about Scotland aside, this was a big year for you guys as a band, going from four to five, but also for Scotland, right? I mean, you had the big independence vote.
Yeah.
More recently, the glorious victory over Ireland in the European qualifying.
Yeah, the Commonwealth Games.
The football championships. And
what else did we have this year?
So are you able to keep up?
We did. We managed to we were in New Orleans that day. We left early and we managed to find an Irish bar that was showing the game.
Uh-oh.
You seen the Scotland goal? It was pretty good.
I saw it. It was a pretty amazing goal.
We tried a few times just to make sure everyone gets to see it a good few times, you know.
So you did? You like tweeted it or something?
Oh, about three or four times, just to make sure.
Just to make sure everyone saw it.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just the goal. It was the little back heel pass.
Oh, yeah. It was the best goal I've ever seen.
Says the Scotsman. And how do you guys feel about, you know, being still a part of the UK?
I think it's fine. I think we all voted yes. But yeah, move on.
So in other words, you all voted for independence. Yeah. But
we're fine.
You're okay with things being the way they were.
We're still alive.
All right. Well, you were promised jetpacks. You were never promised independence, but... Darren, come on. Why does the singer have to do that?
Sticks away.
Come on.
In case I drop them or
beatbox it to you.
All right. The band is We Were Promised Jetpacks. The album's called Unraveling. It's out now. Guys, thank you so much. It's
been
a lot of fun.
Thank you very much for having us on your show.
Thank you.
By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.